Salam Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur is based on the secret files of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, what he wrote, notes to himself, that he very much wanted published after his death, but we didn't get it until after his death. And this is it's called Rishimos Choveres. It's a whole pile of his notebooks, and this is in Choveres Beis on page 16, and this is from a chasana Lamed Nun Lo Namar. So l'chaira the Rebbe was going to speak at a chasana, and he didn't end up saying this, but this is what he was planning to say. So here we get to hear for the first time what Lubavitcher Rebbe would have said at a chasana in the year 1944 on the 11th of Tammuz in Brooklyn, New York. This year should be a special schuz for Moira Rabbi Shlita, and for Gila Shoshana Bas Nechagitl, and for Simcha Ben Nechagitl, and for Hersh Yonasan Ben Mordechai Ephraim, Lebracha Vatzlacha B'chamasa Yedeyim. So the Rebbe starts his Jerusha, his Chasana Jerusha, Poschim B'chvod Torah, based on the Gemara and Brachas and Samach Gimel Amid Beis. He opened up with the honor of Torah. At a chasana, which is Inve HaGefen, Beinve HaGefen, because it says in the Gemara and Psachim that you should marry a bas Talmud Chacham, and you should marry off your daughter to a Talmud Chacham, and that's a mashal to an Inve HaGefen, Beinve HaGefen, to wine, grapevines, a grapevine with a grapevine. It's a davar noel miskabel. So here we have a marriage of a bas Talmud Chacham with a Talmud Chacham, I'm assuming, and therefore the Gemara calls such a thing an Inve HaGefen, Binve HaGefen. So Mela, the Rebbe uses that lashon here, Inve HaGefen, Binve HaGefen. Why this lashon Inve HaGefen, Binve HaGefen? That'd be a drush in and of itself. Here it's Bas Harav LeBen Harav. So Baruch Hashem, the daughter of a rabbi with the son of a rabbi. Out of Torah involved, Poschim B'Torah. Shalem Razal Al Pasuk Matzah Isha Matzah Toiv Kama Toiva Isha Kama Toiva Isha Toiva. How good is a good woman? So the Gemara says that the Pasuk says, Matzah Isha, if you found a good woman, you found good. How good is a woman? So the Gemara says, Ibegava Mishtaikra, if Mamish it's talking about a woman. How great is a woman, says the Gemara in Yevamos, that the Pasuk praises her. And if this Torah is taught, and the Pasuk is talking about Torah, how great is a woman that she's compared to Torah? So either the Pasuk is, a woman is great because she herself is praised by the Pasuk, or because she's compared to Torah. We have the pasuk of Matzah Isha Matzah Tov, which might be talking about Torah. We have another shaychus of a woman to Torah, as follows: Chasen is the beginning, a wedding is the beginning of a new building of a house in the Jewish people. Tzarech lios al yisod chazak, and this new home has to be built on strong foundations. Ve'alzeh ne'emar chachmas noshim banse beisa. This house of Torah is based on the woman, because it's the wisdom of the woman that builds her house. Sheha'ikar talui b'ha'isha. That the ikar of the house depends on the woman. Chachmas nashim bansa beisa, the Gemara Darshins in Sanhedrin 110a is talking about On Ben Pe, the wife of On Ben Peles. So it's based on the woman. Ha'ikar talui b'isha. And therefore she's called Akeres Habayis. Look in Bereishis Rabbah, Parsha Ayin Aleph, Os Beis. In other sources, the woman is the Akeres Habayis. The Ikar is Talui B'Isha. And we know that this house that the woman is the foundation of has to be built on Torah. Because the pasuk there continues, Chachmas Nashim Bansa Besa, Chatzva Amudei Hashiva. She carved out its seven pillars. And this the Gemara Darshins in Maseches Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, is talking about the Shiva Sifrei Torah. Because the Gemara there says that Vayhi Ben Issar Aharon is a Sefer Bifnei Atzmo. So you have a little parasha that's all by itself. So that splits up Bamidbar into three Svarim. So you have what's before Vayhi Ben Issar, what's after Vayhi Ben Issar, and the parasha Vayhi Ben Issar, that's three. And then the other four Chumashim is seven. So the Yesod of the Ban Abayis must be based on Torah. So that's the Chachmas Nashim Bansa Besa. She carved out seven pillars, that's Torah. So you see the shaychus in this pasuk of women to Torah. And now we're going to go further and we're going to explain the inyan of Matan Torah. Chazal say, we're going to get an entesam and beis and sifri naso, vav chavav, and bamid barabba para parashiyat aleph o zayin, and also in lekutei sichas chelik ches, from page 349 and on. There, it says in the end of Hilchos Chanukah, Gadol HaShalom Shekol HaTorah Nitna L'Lasos Shalom B'Olam. Great is peace, because the whole Torah was given in order to make peace in the world. And this inyan is on a number of levels, of the Torah being, of peace being great, because the Torah was given to make peace in the world. So first it's B'Olam Gufa. In the world itself, Torah makes peace in the world. And we can understand this by first explaining V'yuvan behekdem bir chidush matan Torah, that l'chora, even before matan Torah, Avraham Avinu was makayim is called a Torah kula afilu erev tafshilin. And we know what the Arishonim and Achronim were already ma'arich, many, many sources. Look in the Talmudic Encyclopedia and the Anshri Avos from page 36 and on. If before Matan Torah they had a din of Bnei Yisrael or Bnei Noach. But they were already keeping Torah before it was given. So what's the chiddush of Matan Torah dafka? So the chiluk will be understood based on what it says in Shmos Rabbah Parsha Yud Beis, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he said, Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem V'Aretz Nasan L'Bnei Adam, that the heavens are God's and the earth is given to man. When he wanted to give Torah, the first gzeru was batal, and he said the tachtonim will go up and the elyonim will go down. What's down below will go up, and what's up above will go down. Vani amaschil, so that's the chibur of Shemayim and Aretz. So we broke the decree of Shemayim, Shemayim, L'Shem Aretz, and Sal Vnei Adam. At Matan Torah, the elyonim and the tachtonim were mischaber. It says the Shechina never went down, and Moshe and Eliyahu didn't quite get up to the top, because it says Hashemayim Shemayim LaShem Baretz Nasan L'Vnei Adam. So Moshe and Eliyahu couldn't get Mamish L'Marom, and the Shechina never went down. Frek the Gemara, V'lo Yarda Shechina L'Mata. Aye, it says V'Yered Hashem El Har Sinai. God went down on Har Sinai, and to the Gemara, Lemaila me'asara tfachim. It was higher than 10 tfachim. In other words, you read this Hashchina on Har Sinai was above 10 tfachim. It was Lemaila me'asara tfachim. So l'chora, that would be Akasha on this Yisod that we said, Shmos Rabbah, that the Elyonim did go down to the Tachtonim. And the Tachtonim went up to the Elyonim. So here you have the Gemara saying that the Elyonim didn't go down to the Tachtonim. And it says in Shmos Rabbah that the Elyonim did go down to the Tachtonim. How do the two sources shtim? How do they How are they consistent with each other? Because even Haki Hare Gam L'mayla Miyud Tvachim Hare Zeh Be'olam Zeh Elu Shu Rishus Bifnei Atzmo Be'olam Gufa. Even if you're above 10 Tvachim, you're still in this world. You're just a Rishus Bifnei Atzmo. Look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Yud-Dalet. So it's still in this world. This is in Rishus Bifnei Atzmo in this world. But the Elyonim still go down to the Tachtonim. It's a little bit difficult what says Vayter in the Gemara there. It says Lamata miyut tvachim, referring to the Gemara that says what Moshe and Eliyahu didn't go Lamarum. I says Moshe ola al Elohim, and it says the Gemara Lamata me'asara. So it was less than 10, under 10. The Parish Hakosev to the Ein Yankiv writes, "Shalu lamod b'rishus kavo aleinu, aval rishus lamata me'asar berech el shal shamayim." So it was still higher than us, but it still wasn't. It was lower than 10 from Shemayim. Sheish asar min haShemayim el makom shamdu bo. There's still 10 more tefachim to go up to Shemayim. So Tzarech Iyun Kasha asked the Rebbe, "How this stems?" Then he wasn't the Rebbe yet. Then he was the Rebbe's Edim, son-in-law. But how is this going to stem with what it says in Shmos Rabbah that the Tachtonim will go up to the Elyonim in Matan Torah? Here it says that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go up to the Elyonim. So now we have to understand this Medrash that we quoted before. We have a nice kasha from the Gemara. We'd like to understand the sinyan of the Tachtonim meeting the Elyonim. The Elyonim meeting the Tachtonim. So in a mitzvah, there are two inyanim. There's the person doing the mitzvah, and then there's the object with which he's doing the mitzvah. Adam osa mitzvah, ve'adar v'shevon nasis mitzvah. So, ve'ayinyan ha'yachad ha'yagam kodem matan Torah. Even before matan Torah, there was the person doing the mitzvah, because they were elevated neshamut, but there was no kedusha on the davar hagashmi because of this gzeira. And look in the Lakutei Sichos in Chelek Tezayin, page 212 and on. So there was no kedusha in the chefetz in the davar hagashmi. Just the person doing the mitzvah, but not the thing the mitzvah was done with. That's before Matan Torah. And that's what the Malachim said in the Shabbos Peches, Amit Beis Ma'ali Eludisha Beinenu. They said, what's a person doing among us? They already knew that the Torah was being given to Bnei Yisrael. And it's Pshat in the Gemara's Mashma that it was beyond Matan Torah. They already knew that the Torah was being given to people. So what was bothering them? El shachidish haya kiyem chashu shaya al derech kiyem Avram Avinu. They thought it was just going to be like Avram Avinu kept the Torah. They were going to keep the Torah vayter. Ukishiro shalom Moshe lamarom bitul hagzera hanal hikshu echef shazeh. They said, how can it be? In other words, this Miley Eludisha Beinenu relates to the going up of Moshe lamarom. How can he go up Lamarum? There's a Xeira, the Tachtonim lo yalu l'elyonim. And the answer is, that's Mikoach HaTorah. The Torah gives him that power. Ha'yamana ki l'kabel Torah, Bava Gemara says, u'b'koach HaTorah, you can make shalom. You make shalom between the elyonim and Tachtonim. Mikoach HaTorah, he can go up. Uvezeh yuvan bepashtus hadishvuas avos hayasim yadcha tachas yirechi chayisar chav dalet beis. Put your hand under my thigh, which is his makom hamila, Kadesh shetiya shvua benikitas chayfetz, because you have to make a shvua by taking a chayfetz of a mitzvah, shvua slamet chesamet beis, ayin sham. Gemara there says, heichi mashbin an lei, mashbin also b'shvua amur b'toyra d'chsiv ashbiyacha b'shem alokei ha-shamayim, tzarech latfusei chefetz b'yadei. So you have to take a chefetz of a mitzvah like you have in the Torah, that I'll make you swear with the God, the heaven of the God of Shemayim. Either Rashi says a sefer, a tefillin, like Avram who was matfis Elaz Eliezer in his bris milah. V'av shebavram avinu, so that's the chefetz of a mitzvah. V'av shebavram avinu atam. But v'av shebavram avinu atam k'mash kasev reishis rabu v'perish rashi shayim mitzvah rishon abali de tzar alrei gam Yaakov ishbi akenes Yosef. So avram avinu, maybe the reason is, like Rashi says, brought in the Medrash, that it was the first mitzvah and it was done with tzar. But Yaakov Avinu was also Mashpia Yosef that way. So you see, it's not only by Avram Avinu. You see, it's also like that with Yaakov and Yosef. You see it twice. Barei Ochez Bamos Vamevi Mabalolam. A person is not allowed to touch his Amma, his Makom Amila. Neither Yud Gimel Amar Aleph Afkodim Matan Torah Keinu Kedem Uchuch Meiraya Shem Evisham. And the Gemara brings a Raya that's Muchach, that it's even before Matan Torah, because they bring a Pasuk Vera Beinei Hashem Asher Asav Yamas Kam Oisoi by Aaron Onan by Yeshev Parashalamet Lamet Ches Pasuk Yud. So you see that even before Matan Torah there's a big Pagam, you're not allowed to touch the Makom Amila. V'after nasui mutter, arei b'chozot machmir, and alat smoke adis sham tostira matzchalim. So you're right, a married person is allowed to, but you should still be machmir on yourself, like it says in Torah Shulchan Aruch Har Chaim, Simen Gimel Sif Yudalit. And the shaila is, how was Avram Avinu? And how vaiter was Yaakov Avinu? Both of them. You see this twice. It wasn't even the mitzvah that he did first. It wasn't that Yaakov was mechadish the mitzvah to the world. Avram Avinu was, but Yaakov wasn't. So, and yet he still was mashpia Yosef that way. And by Chimem Zayin Chavtes. So how can they be mashpia by saying, hold the Mila? You're not allowed to hold your Mila. You're not allowed to touch your Mila. So the answer is, there was no other chavetz of Kedusha. Because even though they were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, there was no Chefetz of Kedusha, there were only people doing the mitzvahs. So, on the person there's Kedusha, but not on Chafatzim. Because the Kedusha didn't go to the Chafatzim. The Kedusha didn't go on a Dover Gashmi based on this Gzerah. So what's the difference before Mount Torah and after Mount Torah? Before Mount Torah there's also Kiyumah Mitzvahs in the Gavra. There's no Kedusha in the Chefetz, if we can use Brisker terminology. Whereas after Matan Torah, there's even Kedusha in the Chefetz, and that's why they had to be Mashpia in the Bris Mila, because there was no other Chefetz of Kedusha. Veich Nasa Shalom Ben Agashmi Esvaruchni Esalidei Torah Ideak Damas Shalom Beitzer Tovi Etzara. How do you make Shalom between Gashmias and Ruchnias? Through Torah, by being Makdim Shalom between the Etzara and the Etzer Tov Vishnei Etzarecha. In the Gemara Brachas, they serve Hashem with both Yitzharim. Kavram Shasoli Yitzhara Tov Lo Kedavit Shaharagai. Like the Yerushalmi says in Brachas Perek Tes Halachahei, that Avram Avinu made his Yitzhara good. That's serving Hashem with the Yitzhara, turning it into good, and not like David who killed his Yitzhara. V'tanai Mukdem Lazeh Shavi Yitzhara Tov Gufi Yashalom Bein Arosh Moch V'Sechel Kar V'Alev Regesh V'Umidais. the Tanai is that you have to make shalom. The Yetzer Tov makes shalom itself between the Yetzer Tov in the head, in the seichel, in the cold intellect, and in the heart, passion, midos. That's also a remiss to marriage, because man represents the seichel, the cold intellect, and the woman represents the emotion. So you have to make shalom between the two. So the Yetzer Tov has to beat the Yetzer Hara, making the Yetzer Hara into good. The Yetzer Tov itself has to have shalom between the Rosh and the Moach, the Seichel, together with the Lev and the Regesh and the Midos. Bivnei Adam, Bali Mochen Kamadagos and Misnasim Alanosh and Pshutim Shain Sechom of Futach Mashen came it said Nakudas Halev. In other words, just like you have to make shalom between your Yetzer and Yetzer Tov, and the Yetzer Tov Gufu, you have to make shalom between your brain and your heart. So too, you have to make shalom between people. There are different Bali Mochen. There are different levels of intellect. So mitzad nekudas halev, you could say they're equal. That's how you can make shalom through the lev. But in the seichel, there are many, many differing levels of intellect. Emotion, you can elicit emotion from anybody. But intellect, you know, a guy's limited in his brain power. There's nothing you can do. So you have to make shalom between people also. Also in marriage, you have an Isha and an Isha. That the Shalom is done through the Isha, who's in Mashal for Torah. Torah was given to make peace. And a woman is Lev. And that's the Makom of peace. That if you have many different Balei Mochim, many different Madregas of Moach, but Mitzad Nekudas HaLev their Shabbat, so they can connect through the heart. That's their level of connection. So too, the woman who represents in the marriage the heart, the passion, the emotion, she's the one making peace. And it's the woman who's compared to Torah, which makes peace in the world. You see this union of making peace between the Yonam and Tachtonim and creation and the cosmos amongst people. V'zesha kasuv, and that's what it says in Shir HaShirim, Hey Beis. Ani yishena b'galusa. I am asleep in the galus. Zohar Chodosh Tzadi Hei Amar Aleph. Pasuk says, Ani Yishena, Zohar says, Begalusa. V'li bi'er, but my heart is awake. Nekudas Hayadus. Like it says in Chasidus, that the Nekudas Hayadus, the Gilui is Balev. Sheyeshna, Afilu, Bekal Shebekalim. Even a Kal Shebekalim is that Nekudas Hayadus and his Lev, that Pintel Yid. And it's awakened when it comes to Inyanei Emuna. And then he brings a footnote. That it says in the Mechilta, in the Psikta, Ani Yishena V'li Bi'er, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Minayin SheHaKadosh Baruch Hu Livin Shel Yisrael, Shenemar Tzur Levavi V'Chelki Li'olam, God is the rock of my heart, God is in our hearts. So in Chassidus it's explained, HaKavana B'Zeh Ki Kol Ramach Evarim Neged Asim, 248 limbs against the 248 Mitzvos Esei, corresponding, Ever alev neged esei shel anochi, and the limb of the heart is keneged anochi, because the lev is the root of all 248 limbs, and their chiyah so to emunah is the klal lemakor of all the ramach esen. And just like the mitzvah, and that's what it means, that the mitzvah of anochi, which is emunah in Hashem, is air, is awake in the hearts of the Jewish people. V'zeh uchis shechidesh, HaBaal Shem Tov B'maylas Anashim Pshitim K'mash Kosev Admor Zokein Ala Pasuk Vasnein in a Wukol in Kuntres Chicago page 3-22. That it says there the words of the Admor HaZaken that I heard from the Heilige Magid in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, explaining the pasuk Vayar Malach Hashem Elav Balabas Eish Mitoch Hasneh, the Malach of Hashem appeared to him in the fire from the sneh, etc. Vasneh Nenu Ukal Shadafka B'sneh Shekoy Al Anoshim Pshutim Yashna Labas Eish. There's that fire in the sneh dafka, the bush. Shal Heves Eish Libo Shal Eish. This Moiridike Pshuka Leloikus Boifin She'einen Ukol, it never can be consumed. So this sneh, this yid, this nidrik yid, this low Jew is Einenu Ukal. He's never consumed. He always has that yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Shalom is made Mitzad Anashim Pshutim, because they have the Nekudas Hayadus, an equal Nekudas Hayadus of Libier. They have that lave. So you see Torah making Shalom in the world, in the cosmos. You see Torah, it brings the Elyonim and Tachtonim together. And you see Shalom, you see Torah making Shalom between the Gashmis and the Ruchnis, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. Like Avraham Avinu made the Yetzer Hara into Tov. And you see that you can also turn the Yetzer Hara, you have to, Torah can make the Yetzer Hara into Tov by making Shalom between the Rosh and the Lev. And then the Lev itself also makes Shalom between different people. Torah makes Shalom because the Lev, even of the Anoshim Pshutim, is Mischaber to the Lev of the people with the higher Mochim. But it's the Nekudas HaLev that brings everybody together. And not only that, but in a person who brought him gufoif and avoidim, a guf b'shalom shalai de siguf and vitanios. But in a person, you're not supposed to afflict yourself. So it's not that the Torah is against your body, like the Baal Shem Tov said in the pasuk ki sirech amor. It says in the pasuk when you see a donkey, what's the donkey? It's you, the chomer of your body, physicality. What are you going to see? Sonacha. You're going to see that he hates your neshama. And then maybe you'll think, V'chaldalta mi'azovlo. Pashup Shadat is talking about seeing your friend's donkey, your enemy's donkey, and you're not going to want to help him. The pasuk says, no, help him. But the Baal Shem Tov takes it to mean when you see the chamor, the chomer of your body, sonacha, and you're going to see that it hates your body. And then you're going to think, V'chaldalta mi'azovlo. You're going to break the chomrius. You're going to start fasting. Don't do that. Azov ta'azov imo. You have to help him. You have to elevate the body and not destroy with sigufim. So Torah brings the body together with the soul and they make shalom. And that's why we say in the bracha, Asher bara sasim v'simchasim kala, etc., etc., Abba v'yachva, shalom. That's the union of shalom. Uv'yavamos sh'az sh'ari shalom. And it says in Yavamos, if you don't have a wife, you don't have peace. Kirei b'loch isha, damevi chitim, chitim koseis, the Gemara says in Yavamos. Samach gimel amin aleph. How does a woman help a man? When a man brings home grain, what is he going to do? He's going to eat the grain raw. When he brings home pishtan, what is he going to do? Flax? He's going to wear the flax. No, it's the woman who prepares him the food. It's the woman who makes him his clothing. Kimawa shaychus la'adam lashan adam ameleon shi'en nizon me'inyan amagashmim. V'zenasa yideho isha v'al pi'oras ha'toyra Shekol nesivoseh shalom. Because a person is called Adam. Adam is milashon Adam ele elyon, that I'll be like the upper worlds. So how can this person, who's Adam ele elyon, be living in this world of Gashmias? And that's done through the woman. Through the teachings of the Torah, that all of its ways are ways of peace. So this Adam, this man, is helped by the woman. The woman is the Akeres Habayis. She's building the house, Alpi Torah. And this whole Torah was made to create peace. And that's what happens. This man, who's Adam El Elyon, also has this woman who's going to make him the food, and who's going to prepare his clothing, and that's going to make a tremendous shalom in the world. A shalom in the man, that the Elyonim and Tachtonim are coming together. The Elyonim of the man and the Tachtonim of the woman. The being Osek, the head in the clouds, together with the earthly matters. And the Elyonim are Ola LeTachtonim, the Tachtonim are Yorid LeElyonim, the Elyonim are Yorid LeTachtonim. They're able, Shemayu Mavar and Ashki Adadi, the heavens and earth kiss, the meetings of the spiritual world and the physical world. And the woman is the foundation of the physical home. She's the one who creates the peace. She's Nimshal Tatar Nimshal Aslatara, Shekol Nesiva Seh Shalom. So she makes the peace by bringing the man into the world of Gashmis, bringing the Elyonim down to the Tachtonim. And this woman in the Tachtonim also goes up to the world of Elyonim. The man is able to elevate her through his Torah, through his extra mitzvahs. And that's how they make shalom. That's how this woman brings about shalom in the world. Like the Gemara says, she prepares the chitim, she prepares the pishtan. He has what to eat, he has what to wear. And that's the Shlemus of Elyonim meeting the Tachtonim, and then the Tachtonim meeting the Elyonim. And that's what marriage is all about. So here we have a very, very beautiful drasha that l'chor the Rebbe never said, that we were zochah to learn together. Some of the secrets of marriage. I had some ideas, a little bit maybe to add, but maybe at another time, in another place. And Yishma Chacham B'Yosef Lekach, you can add your own ideas. Try to think of all the Kedusha that inheres in a Jewish marriage. And Shbizochem Rit Hashem B'Karv Mamish, see once again the breaking of the barriers. V'nigla Kvod Hashem, V'ukol HaMeretz Kipi Hashem Diber, that we see the godliness in everything, that everything is speaking the word of God. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest friend.